the weather forecast is for a possible hurricane, which sounds very strange, a hurricane in California. But it can happen. It has happened many, many years ago. So far away that people tend to not be prepared. But this is one of the features of being a Dharma practitioner, is that you are prepared. There's a famous John who gave a series of talks to a woman who was dying of cancer. They were later, the talks were recorded and they were later transcribed and published in a book called The Series for Getting Prepared. This is heedfulness, realizing that there are dangers down the line. If you compare this with modern psychology, you realize that this is a healthy ego function. We're often told that we have to be egoless. We have to get rid of our ego. Our ego is a bad guy or a bad woman. But actually, it can be a healthy ego, and it's an important part of developing the practice that you develop a healthy ego. Anticipation is one of the features of a healthy ego. Of course, in Buddhist terms, that's heedfulness. You anticipate that there are dangers that you're going to suffer from, or potentially could suffer from, so you've got to be prepared to do what you can to prevent those dangers. That's what heedfulness is all about. Then there's altruism. When you see that if your happiness depends on the suffering of others, they're not going to stand for it. So you have to take their happiness into consideration too. In Buddhism, that's compassion. Then there's sublimation. We realize that if you look for your happiness in ways that are unskillful, there's going to be suffering down the line. So you try to find other ways for looking for happiness. Buddhism, they don't have a term for that, but they definitely recommend that you develop the pleasure of concentration as a way of getting past your fascination with sensual pleasures. Then there's suppression, which is different from repression. Repression is you deny there's something in the mind. Suppression is you realize there are unskillful tendencies in the mind, you've got to say no to them. In Buddhism, that's restraint. And then finally, there's a sense of humor. The Buddha doesn't talk about this much, but you can see it in his teachings, especially in the teachings having to do with the monks' rules. Many of the stories that show why a rule was promulgated have a good touch of humor to them. And it's important, as you realize that you look at the behavior of the people in the story and say, yeah, that really is pretty bad. And when you can laugh at that behavior, that distances you from it so that you're not identifying with a person who misbehaved. You really see that the rules are wise. And they're also formulated by someone who did have a sense of humor. So you can trust them. They're not just deadly, dull, draconian rules. They were formulated by someone who has a good insight into human nature. So we take this attitude towards the precepts, towards behavior that would break the precepts, any urge you might have, any inclination you might have to break the precepts, you can learn to laugh at it. You can distance yourself from it. That makes it a lot easier to stick with the precepts for your own good. The Buddha didn't lay the precepts down to force people to do good, because he was not in a position to force anybody. But he was in a position where he had seen through his own awakening that behavior that breaks the precepts is unskillful. And it's going to lead to suffering. So we want to make sure that that message was passed down clearly and that we listen to it clearly. It's up to us to decide how seriously we're going to take his message. But you think about it and you realize you really should have some principles in your behavior that you hold to no matter what, because otherwise your emotions can come in and make you think anything is good, anything is wrong. Emotions have a way of twisting things around. So it's good to have some rules that you hold by, rules that have been guaranteed not only by the Buddha, but all the people who've gained awakening after him. So yes, these are the rules that you really have to hold by. This is the behavior that, as they say, is pleasing to the noble ones. And if you want to join the ranks of the noble ones, you want to behave in a way that they would approve of. So that's your healthy ego. Looks after your true best interest in a way that's good not only for you but also for the people around you.